tomorrows will be proud of you. And you'll feel so much better in the morning.
This morning, then I put on my shoes. I sung my shoes, then I washed my face. I went to the mirror, pulled and combed my hair. I made a move. The way forward, gotta break and run.
If that isn't the theme song of doing a radio show at the complete opposite end of the day that you're used to, the twice the length that you're used to, with people actually listening, which I have to say is an amazing, exciting feeling. I often have listeners in the morning. They're not usually, you know, awake. But that's fine, too. I love them as well. Complication is the name of that song from the Monks. From their album 1966's Black Monk Time. Before the Monks, we heard Captain Beefheart with a track from Safe as Milk from 1967, Grown So Ugly. That song came into my life because when you remember before the internet, you would find somebody somewhere, somehow, who had an album that you wanted, and you would mail them a tape of something, and they would mail you one back. Well, that song was just stuck on the end of something, and it was my first introduction to Captain Beefheart. So thank you, guy who sent me that tape in 19-something or other. Before that, we had something called the Gibb Family, and it's not the Gibb Family we all know and love from the Bee Gees and their brother Andy. But I don't know who these people are. They wanted to write some kind of uplifting sci-fi musical. And my friend Joe passed this on to me today, and that was a song called We Are the Zycads. Very sinister feel and air to that one. The album is called Voyage to Triangulos. I don't even know what year it's from. I'm guessing 1970s, 80s, I don't know. But it's some wild stuff. I haven't even listened to the whole thing all the way through yet. And, yeah. Here's a little taste. And we open up with Bloodshot Bill with Ratfink from Rockabilly Trash from 2004. Some of you might have caught Bloodshot Bill. He comes down a lot from Montreal. Ends up playing at a lot of local places. I see him a lot listed at O'Brien's in Alston. Check him out. He's wild. I saw him open up for the John Spencer Blues Explosion, and nobody wanted to see the John Spencer Blues Explosion afterwards. God bless those guys, but he stole the show. One guy with a slide guitar. So it's my understanding that this is right around about the time where, if I was a little more fastidious, I'd have begun to do a few radio obituaries. But you see, the thing is, geez, it's 12:09. I didn't even tell you that you were listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Can you tell? I usually go to sleep Friday afternoon and sleep all the way through till Monday morning. So this is all a new adventure to me. But we did have a few people pass away this week. So I'll do my part to keep up the record. This week we lost Tito Francona, not the Tito Francona that you know and love from the Boston Red Sox. Now the manager of the what's it called? The Cleveland Indians. Not him, but his father. Our next radio obituary for this week is for Lassie Lou Ahern, who was one of the... I can't believe there are still Little Rascals alive. I don't know if there are still Little Rascals alive. She died at 97 just this past week. This week we also lost, very sadly, also very old, I believe about 96, something like that, Marty Allen. Marty Allen, who was, I know best from being a game show contestant and from celebrity roasts and other things when I was a kid, and from the game show channel. That's pretty much the only television that I watch at this point, so...
Hello there, Rock.
Hello there.
Tell me, how many fights have you had?
100.
How many did you lose?
100.
How do you explain that?
Can't win them all.
Well, what's the first thing you think of when you enter the ring?
How to get out.
And what's your trickiest punch?
Left hook.
And what's so tricky about that?
I use my right hand.
Hey, Rock, I don't see any marks on your face.
I had my nose fixed.
Oh, did they straighten it?
They put it between my eyes.
Well, why do you wear a mouthpiece?
Because I ain't got time to brush after every meal.
Right, you've been fighting in this country now for some time. Did you ever fight abroad? Let me ask you another question, right? Who taught you how to fight?
Rocky Marciano, yeah. Joe Louis, Sugar Ray, and Elizabeth Taylor.
And what did you learn from Elizabeth Taylor?
A lot more than I learned from Rocky Marciano.
Say, is Rocky your nickname?
Rocky, my nickname.
Oh. What's your real name?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know your own name?
Yeah.
What is it?
Wait a minute. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. It's Marty. It's Marty.
Well, last night...
Ask Frenchie. It's Marty.
Last night you fought Eddie Machen.
I fought Eddie Machen.
Oh. Did he hurt you at any time?
Only when he hit me.
Well, did anything unusual happen during the fight?
I saw a familiar face in the third row.
Who was it, Rock?
It was me.
What one fight stands out in your memory?
World War II. I never fought abroad.
Well, I knew that. Say, are you going to fight Floyd Patterson?
When he gets up.
No, well, how about the Sonny Liston?
He's a big fella.
Oh, he is a pretty big guy.
He's big.
Yeah, well, listen, if you fought him, what would your prediction be for the night of the fight?
I predict rain, snow flurries,
No, I'm talking about the outcome of the fight.
Early knockout.
How early, Rock?
I'm going to hit him in the dressing room with a pipe.
Rock, you know, they tell me you're pretty tough.
I'm pretty tough.
Yeah, you are pretty tough?
I have a list of all the guys I can beat.
Oh, am I on your list?
Yeah, you're on my list.
You can't beat me.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, I'll take your name off the list.
after each fight.
I bleed.
And last but not least, possibly, you know, here I've been waiting. I've been waiting my entire life to mention that that was the penultimate obituary, and I didn't even say it. Well, I guess I'll have to come back sometime. In any case, now the final obituary for tonight, of course, probably the best publicized of all the celebrities that passed away this week, was Vic Damone.
The most beautiful girl in the world picks my ties out, eats my candy, drinks my brandy. The most beautiful girl in the world. The most beautiful star in the world isn't Garbo, isn't Dietrich, but the sweet trick who can make me believe it's a beautiful world. Natural kind of wits. She'd shine anywhere, and she hasn't got platinum hair. The most beautiful house in the world has a mortgage. What do I care? It's goodbye care when my slippers are next to the ones that belong to the one. Beautiful girl in the world. The most beautiful house in the world has a mortgage. What do I care? It's goodbye care when my slippers are next to the ones that belong to the one and only beautiful girl in the world.
Okay, folks, it is 12:23 on the dot in Medford time. And man, look at it coming down out there. Boy, oh boy. I hope you're someplace where it's safe to listen to the radio, which is, well, anywhere, really. I mean, it's the safest thing that you can do and probably the best idea for the rest of this hour. So stay tuned.
Yam 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 y Of the defense team, I have not been to visit him. I have sent along some cards and letters. Also, I sent along some photographs of some of our special times together. I sent him a couple coloring books, okay, because he likes to color, and a lot of people think that's, again, they're going to make out that that's a silly thing. That's what a child does, but he likes to, you know, the man likes to color, so I gave him some coloring books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got him some sea monkeys, which he also enjoys, and also two videotapes, although I understand he's not allowed to have a videotape machine in his jail cell. So I don't know what he's doing with them, maybe looking at them. They're just a box.
Do you have any idea of the state of mind of O.J. At this time?
Well, he's very upset, but he's strong, you know? He's very strong, and he needs some comfort and love. But, and I hope he gets it.
Well, he certainly seems to be getting it in terms of the mail he's been receiving and thousands of letters of support from people all over the country. That must be reassuring to you.
Absolutely, because he knows, everybody knows that he's innocent.
Do you have any theories about who actually did commit this crime?
See, my theory is it was a double suicide.
Really?
And they was trying to frame... On their way out, they was trying to frame O.J. to make him have a miserable life, you know, because things weren't going well for them. So it was a double suicide.
That is a very interesting theory, and that's one that I have never heard before. How did they manage to pull it off?
They blooded themselves, okay, mm-hmm. Then got blood on the glove and threw it over into the yard,
mm-hmm.
And the other one then went and messed up his truck, his Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got blood all up in it and all. And then went back to her place to do the final blow-by-blow killing procedures, which involved a knife that he had purchased earlier.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying that they slashed themselves to death. Is that what...
Uh-huh, that's right. How come nobody explored that possibility? That hasn't even been raised by the media. They didn't talk about that. Two white people trying to frame O.J. Simpson is what it could be, and I think it might have happened.
But look what they sacrificed, the two of them, in order to get O.J. I mean, that's quite...
They're very sick people, too, you know? Obviously, if they did this to themselves, they have a sickness.
Well, I can understand why Nicole might want to commit suicide, because she was involved directly with O.J. But why in the world would this young man want to kill himself?
Because he was in love with her and wanted to prove his love to her, and because he got paid to do it, too.
He got paid to do it?
Uh-huh.
He got paid to commit suicide?
That's part of my theory.
Shutters and your doors.
Lock your window well.
The city center's back in Cranston.
He says it all so right.
He's come to settle up the score.
He's come to say goodnight to
Cranston City. Say goodnight. Need I remind the folks of Cranston?
You your Bible will.
The city center sits up there.
Sits up down in hell.
The center doesn't come from
Cranston.
Said he's got to go. I hear murderers and whores.
Yes, I know.
Cranston City Center. He sits on top of Laurel Hill.
Radio time now here on the clock dial. It's radio time, and I'm the old man of the mountain with a word for you here on the Mr. Mark Show. Attention, muggers, prostitutes, and criminals. Allentown will no longer tolerate your presence in our nice, clean, dying metropolis. To drive you out, law enforcement authorities now require all crooks to get a hepatitis shot. All crooks who live in Allentown, Bethlehem, Boyertown, Ballardsville, Emmaus, Easton, Coopersburg, Hellertown, Whitehall, Fountain Hill, McCungee, or Albertus, please report to fire company number 4 in Zellersville between 12 and 12:30 tomorrow. Please bring a pair of handcuffs to put on yourself because the cops don't have enough. Please bring a working firearm to point at yourself because the cops are outgunned. Please plead guilty and volunteer to help out constructing a bigger prison. Thanks a lot. We have the Weather Watch update for you for the local area tomorrow.
Fireballs and mysterious clouds of light should appear to terrified residents who are devoutly religious and will foolishly attribute these sightings to the supposed coming of the alien brain eaters who look just like ordinary land-living flying octopuses carrying away screaming victims, but who are in fact nothing more than a weather phenomenon caused by sunlight bouncing off a lot of large underground-dwelling jellyfish women driven up out of their tunnels by sex hunger. Remember, these jellyfish women could be a friend to mankind by staying away, but I doubt it. Here's a... I don't really know what it is.
Anybody hungry yet? We've gone from yams to rice to green onions. This is a nice vegetarian meal here on Bubbles in the Think Tank tonight. We just heard from Mr. Mark, who was a DJ on WMUH in Allentown, Pennsylvania, for many, many years. Legendary for both his music playing prowess, but his stories telling, his monologues were pretty out there, as you can tell. Before Mr. Mark, we had the Lemon Pipers with Rice is Nice from 1968's Green Tambourine. Before that, we had Slim Cessna's Auto Club, the my favorite band that sings about God, damnation, and Rhode Island, with Cranston from the Bloody Tenet Truth Peace from 1995. And we opened the set. Well, actually, no, before we opened the set, we had Joe Frank with a segment from Somewhere Out There, his 1996 program. That was an episode called The O.J. Chronicles. And that was an interview with O.J. Simpson's valet. Joe Frank, it was pointed out to me, may or may not have had a proper obituary here on Bubbles in the Think Tank. He passed away about a month ago. A legendary radio storyteller, monologist, outside-the-box thinker of what this medium can do. And he pulled me into listening to weirdos on the radio late at night. And lo and behold, here I am among the flock. We opened the set with Pink Wally, Jeffy Lube, Dirty Louie, and DJ Stinko with Yam Yam from the 2000 album, How Sign Is High. We're currently listening to Johnny and the Foodmasters' version of Green Onions. Ah, aren't you hungry? I know I am, but it is 12:40 a.m. here on Bubbles in the Think Tank, and you know what that means. It means that we're running out of time, so let's keep it moving along.
You know, occasionally you'll write a routine and perform a routine that is more viable 30 years later than it was at the time you wrote it, and I think that's true of this routine. It it had to do with a book called The Hidden Persuaders by Vance Packard, and I think the first book I ever read on the packaging of the president, and it got me to wondering that if this science of packaging were as far advanced during the Civil War as it is today, and there was no Lincoln, that they would have had to create a Lincoln out of the guy in office. And I think this would be a telephone conversation between the PR man and Abe just before Gettysburg.
Hi, Abe, sweetheart. How's everything, kid? How's Gettysburg? You know them small Pennsylvania towns, Abe, right? You seen one, you seen them all, huh? Listen, Abe, I got you to know what seems to be the problem. You're thinking of shaving it off. Abe, don't you see that's part of the image, along with the shawl and the stovepipe hat? You don't have the shawl. Where's the shawl, Abe? You left it in Washington. Well, what are you wearing, Abe? It's a kind of cardigan. Abe, leave the beard on and the stovepipe hat and get a shawl, okay? Now, what's the problem? You're getting a lot of complaints on Grant's drinking. To be honest with you, Abe, I don't know what the problem is. I mean, you knew he was a lush when you appointed him, you know? your gag writers. Yeah, they're here. Why? You'd like to come back with a snapper the next time they hit you about Grant. Okay, I'll get him working on it, Abe. Abe, you got the speech. You haven't changed this speech, have you, Abe? Abe, why do you change the speeches all the time? All right, what are the changes? You typed it? Abe, how many times have we told you on the backs of envelopes? Well, it looks like you wrote it on the train coming down. Well, I know it's harder to read, Abe, but could you put it on the backs of the envelopes and memorize it? Yeah, we're getting a lot of play in the press on that. How are the envelopes holding out? You could use another box. Okay. Anything else in the speech, Abe? People will little note nor long remember. What could possibly be wrong with that, Abe? Abe, they'll remember it. Trust me, Abe, what are you going to say? It was a great speech. I think everybody will remember it. I mean, you come off a brag. Do the speech the way Charlie wrote it, would you please? You talk to some newspaper men. Abe, we've asked you not to talk to newspaper men. Well, you always put your foot... See, that's what I mean, Abe. No, Abe, you were a rail splitter, then an attorney. Well, Abe, you wouldn't give up your law practice to become a rail splitter. Hey, read the bio, will you? It'll save us a lot of trouble on this end. Oh, by the way, the Abe Lincoln T-shirt is coming out Tuesday. Is there any way of working that into the address, you think? I'll leave that up to you. Play it by ear, right? Yeah, Abe, you got a pencil and paper there? Yeah, would you mind taking this down? You can fool all of the people some of the time, and some of the people all of the time. But you can't fool all the people all the time. Well, you keep doing it differently, Abe. I mean, the last quote we got was you can fool all the people all the time. hold on, Abe. Yeah. Great. Abe? Yeah, they've come up with a thing on Grant. The next time they bug you about Grant's drinking, yeah, tell them you're going to find out what brand he drinks and send a case of it to all your other generals. No, Abe, it's like... It's like the brand is the reason that he's winning. No, Abe. Trust me, Abe, it's funny. Do it, okay? That would be this Saturday night. Oh, that's a shame. Hey, we're going to be in New York. A bridge party at the White House. Oh, that's a shame. Did you call Seward? He's going to be out on the Alaskan thing, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, that's the same. Just the two of you. You and, what's her name? Mary. Mary, right. Oh, that's a shame. Abe? Why don't you take in a play?
Think my right hand was uglier than my left. So I'd punish my right hand, not my left. I used to bite the knuckle of that hand, 'cause my right hand was so much uglier than my left. Used to stick pins through the skin of that knuckle, 'cause my right hand was uglier than my left. Generally, I lacerated that knuckle, 'cause it was so guilty. I'd go out to a place that I know to eat, called Eat, and I'd sit there, sitting on my right hand, holding my left up, 'cause my right hand was so much uglier than my left. Now I know better. Both my hands are beautiful now. Look, hands! No more.
Llora, lágrima. Llora, llora, anda, baby, todas las noches, todos los días. Vas a llorar, llora, llora, no fintas es lástima. Anda, baby, vas a llorar, vas a llorar, no fintas es lástima.
Still the word free. Great, grateful words. the word free. Strongest word is still the word free.
Men have lived for words.
Freedom. Hysteria.
Heavy words.
Freedom.
Men have died for words.
Freedom.
Pointed words. Cities have fallen for words.
Freedom's waiting.
Free. The right words.
Iraq. Inflammable.
The right words.
Islam. Insidious.
The right words, said Lenin, are worth 100 regiments.
Freedom's waiting.
Infamous chorus.
Scathing words. You can say four blunt words and a man will hit you in the face.
Words. Freedom's waiting.
Israelic words.
Words.
Sturdy. Implacable.
Cramped.
Sarcastic.
Capable. Irreconcilable.
A little deluge of adjectives.
Words.
Freedom's waiting.
The strongest word is still the word free.
Free.
Next to the word free, the best word is new.
Persuasive word.
The best word is new. New.
At your 7-Eleven, freedom's waiting.
For your kind of morning, it's our kind of freedom.
For you.
Other tested words are mistakes, stop, at last, and don't.
I figured something triumphant is in order because here it is, the end of the hour, and it looks like I made it. The end of the 2 hours. We just heard from Negative Land with Freedom's Waiting from 1993's Free. Prior to that was The Upper Crust with the delectable Little Castrato from Delusions of Grandeur. From last year. They haven't been playing lately. It makes me worry that I have seen the last of them, but I can't have seen the last of them. They're around all the time. Before The Upper Crust, we heard from Question Mark and the Mysterians. 96 Lagrimas. 96 Tears. From 1999's More Action. Before that, we had Ken Nordine with his 1959 single, I Used to Think My Right Hand Was Uglier Than My Left, from the King of Word Jazz. And we opened the set with Bob Newhart with his 1995 piece, Abe Lincoln versus Madison Avenue, from the button-down mind of Bob Newhart. It is 12 seconds to 1 a.m. here. And I am obligated to tell you that you are listening to Bubbles in the Think Tank on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have been Pete and will continue to be, but you will have another host next week and I can't keep track of who it is. It won't be Belinda for a little.